Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Draft coverage on WEEI is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the home heating oil delivery and HVAC pros at McFarlandEnergy.com, by Chock Full of Nuts Coffee, and by McCormick Grill Mate Seasoning.
With the third pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select Drake May, quarterback, North Carolina.
All right, at the risk of doing this for the second time in my radio career and putting bad juju on a draft pick I really like, I'm pretty excited about this draft pick the Patriots made last night. Mego, I know you agree.
Oh, I am so happy. Sorry for everyone's dog that just like woke up.
That was quite a high-pitched noise. That's true. I hate to say this, but the last time I like a draft pick this much,
I know who it is.
It was N'Keal Harry.
Oh no.
So
I think you did a backflip in studio.
Trust me. Don't you put N'Keal that Harry. Evil on
no!
him?
My whole Twitter timeline was that last night. Oh great, Jones likes the pick. It's N'Keal Harry all over again.
No! Oh my god.
Look, the heart wants what the heart wants. And I want me some Drake May. That's what I wanted.
We're talking about the heart?
And I got it. Oh, yeah, the heart. All organs, I think. Wanted it. Did we lose the feed? What happened there, Ryan? I like the pick with all my organs. That's how I would refer to this. Drake May. Arcan, you're noticeably silent over there.
I don't want to rain in the parade. You guys are having a good time. This isn't what I wanted
okay,
to
great.
Do.
Okay, great. Don't talk anymore. So, Drake May, we feel great about it.
What do you mean rain on the parade? What's it, if you don't like it, you don't like it.
I don't like it.
You don't have to, you know, I've already heard others immediately do a U-turn on their take on Drake May. Like, you don't have to be afraid. If you don't like the pick, you don't have to like the pick.
I don't like the pick.
No one's forcing you to like the pick.
I don't like the pick. I do like him. I do like the media that he's done so far. I do think he's sort of a fun guy to listen to talk. He's entertaining. He's got a lot of energy. He's personable. All those things are true. Football-wise, I guess we'll see. But this is not what I wanted them to do. I was very vocal
about his
about
brothers,
that.
Really tall brothers. You
very
like
tall
that?
Brothers, very short girlfriend. I don't know if you saw that.
I did.
He's got very tall brothers and a very short
Wait,
girlfriend.
I didn't. How yes. short?
Is that like a...
Quite short.
What do you think?
That mean?
Does that indicate something to you?
No, I'm just pointing out that he has very
How
tall
short?
Brothers
How
and a very
short...
I don't know. I didn't have a tape measure, Joan. She's short. She like comes up to his waist. She's not... She's very small. That's all.
Okay.
Arcand?
What?
Come on now. We're going to talk to this kid. Can you please be a little bit respectful of
him? I didn't say anything disrespectful. I was just pointing out that he has tall brothers and a short girlfriend.
He's waiting for the interview to say something disrespectful.
Sidebar, is Arcan going to be allowed in the interviews?
Yeah. I should be allowed.
Somebody
in the
needs to ask if he has the yips. Yes. The important question.
You guys aren't going to do that.
No! Which, by the way, we are scheduled. We, as a program, are scheduled to talk to Drake May on Monday. Now, and that'll be, of course, during football season as well, because I, by the way, don't think Jacoby Brissett is starting a game. We'll get into that. But we're scheduled to talk to him on Monday here on WEEI, so stay tuned for that. And I do think we're going to need some help translating Drake May here and there. We'll get to that later on in the show. We'll, of course, get to all your thoughts. 617-779-7937. If you've been listening for the last handful of weeks and months, really back to the end of Patriots season, you should know how we all feel. Mego and I love the pick. Arcan hates the pick. He doesn't like any of the quarterbacks. He wanted them to trade back. He wanted them to take a receiver. He wanted them to do pretty much anything except for take the quarterback last night. So again, you can jump in with all your thoughts. You can also vote in our big question of the day up now at Jones and Mego. How much is he playing this year? How much are we going to see Drake May? And my stance is very similar to Mac Jones a couple of years ago, which I was right about that part of Mac Jones. They drafted him to play. They didn't draft him to sit behind Cam Newton. They weren't going to force us to watch another year of Cam Newton. They drafted Mac Jones to play. He played. This kid's playing. And we'll talk to Tommy Curran about it at 3:30. I know he disagrees. We'll talk to Dan Orlovsky at 4:30. I don't know if he agrees or disagrees that they will or won't, but I know he doesn't think he's ready to play right away. So I'm sure I'll get some pushback on this. It's what I said about Mac. No one thought Mac was going to start week one. This kid's going to start week one. And more importantly, he should. You take him at 3, he's starting, he's playing. I'm not bringing him in week 8 or 9. I'm definitely not having him sit for a year or two. I'm drafting him to play him. I want him to play. I can't watch Jacoby Brissett. So I think he's playing. That's how I voted.
So I think that if he was ready to play and they felt confident putting him out there, that they would do it week one. I think they would love to do that. But I don't think it's exactly the same as the Cam Newton, Mac Jones situation. Jacoby Brissett, I'm not going to sit here and act like he's even a top 20 quarterback in this league, but I don't think that he's at the level of
complete... I'm not sure he's top 32.
I know, I'm trying to be nice here. So I don't think he's at the level of complete breakdown that we had seen of Cam Newton at that point. All this to say, we haven't seen these guys in any way, in any shape or form in this iteration of the Patriots yet, like in OTAs, minicamp, camp, anything like that. So I think this is a really difficult question to answer here today. But if I had to make a prediction, I would lean 50-50 at best. Like, at best, and even that I think might be a little soon. I disagree with you. I think they would love to roll him out there week one and have him, or even when Justin Herbert came in, like, have him do the Herbert thing and show himself out right away. But they came from, Elliott Wolf did this probably with the compromise of he's coming from the Packers background. This kid is a project. Everybody else loves him. Elliott Wolf is saying, well, if we bring him in, we're going to do this the Packer way, and we're going to develop him.
Yeah, maybe
we're going to bring in all these people to develop him behind the scenes. We're not going to put our mess out there.
Okay.
And we're not going to screw him up.
Maybe,
so I
maybe
think
he said that Mego in Cleveland.
50-50 at best. They might put the chastity belt on him and say, like, absolutely not. They might be abstinence only this
Speaking
entire
organs,
season.
Yeah, Mego, they might have. Elliott Wolf brought the Packer way to Cleveland too, quote unquote, mm-hmm. and they drafted a kid and played him right away in Baker
Mayfield.
Yeah,
does he sound like he was very happy about that now that he talks about it publicly as a member of the Patriots?
No, but the pick didn't work. I think he's distancing himself from the pick. So, look, in Green Bay, they didn't have to play their rookie. They had Brett Favre, and they had Aaron Rodgers. They didn't have to play their rookie. In Cleveland, they had to, and they did. And here, they have to.
Look,
it's not Brett Favre.
I'd love to
see Jacoby Brissett.
I know. I'd love to see him. I really would. It would be way more entertaining. Like, I'm on that side for sure, and I understand that they want to sell jerseys. They want to sell tickets. They want to fill the seats that were so empty last season. Like, I get all of that. I just think it's going to be 50-50 at best.
What does he gain by sitting? Like, I don't understand what he gains by sitting.
I think it's not so much about gaining as fixing the stuff without getting him ruined on the field.
Okay, but you also don't get any experience on the field, so now there's a complete lack of getting any experience in real NFL
games.
So
doesn't it come down to, like, sorry, just really quick, when you hear people who are very fond of Drake May, one of the things that they cite, Tom Curran has done it, I've heard other people do it, say...
Well, he's not fond of Drake May, I don't
okay,
think.
Well, the things that they like about him, he pops right back up after he gets the crap hit out of him, and he just goes right back and goes to another play and has that reaction. That's the kind of thing that I think can get knocked out of you when the offensive line is as bad as it is and you have nobody to throw to.
Sure. I just think people, the two comps you hear for him often are Josh Allen, which is super high end, or Justin Herbert, which is also pretty high end. Those guys played right away. Neither one was supposedly ready. They both played week two. And if they could start week two, and they both started week two, Allen played week one, started week two. I don't think Herbert played week one. I'd have to double check it. He started week two when Tyrod Taylor got stabbed in the lung. If they were ready to play week two and they weren't ruined, they could have played week one. This kid should play right away is how I voted. You can vote at Jones and Mego. Arkham, what do you think?
The question is how much should he play? Not how much do I want him, but how much should he play? He should be the day one starter in a vacuum. But on this team with this offense, I'd go 50-50 with Brissett. I think throwing him into this fight. And now I'd be willing to change my mind here if they trade out of two and get Ayuk or get one of these other wide receivers. If they have a true top-end receiver.
Not draft one at 34, an established one, right?
And trade for one who's established.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
T. Higgins or Ayuk or
yeah.
Deebo Samuel or any of those guys. If they make a trade, then I'll switch back to day one starter. But if it's this offense right now, this historically bad offense that you had from last year that didn't get any better in the the offseason in really any way, I'm not putting the rookie out there, especially an unpolished rookie who everyone's basically saying, yeah, this guy might need to sit for a little bit. I'm not saying, and I'm flabbergasted by these results, by the way. I cannot believe what I'm seeing with these results. But I'd go 50-50 with an eye towards making him the day one starter if you can bring in a receiver. But if you can't, then I'm not putting a full 17-game season on this kid's shoulder with that offense.
Okay.
No way.
I'll get to the results of the voting now, and you can weigh in on the phone, 617-779-7937. Do you like the pick? Do you hate the pick? Do you wish they did something else? What do you like about Drake May? What scares you about Drake May? Of course, all of that, and whether or not he should play week one. I think he should. I'm not afraid to play him week one. I don't think you ruin quarterbacks. They can play or they can't play. Josh Allen could play, and he was in week two because he could play. Justin Herbert, same thing. Even Carson Wentz. He gets compared to Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz played as a rookie.
How about RG3?
RG3 was ready.
And then he got destroyed.
Yeah, no, I mean, you can get a guy hurt, but I don't think you ruin, like, confidence-wise, I don't think you ruin them confidence-wise. Guys get hurt when they play.
I think you can screw him up a little bit.
You can sit him for 3 years and have him play his first game, and he can get hurt in game one. I mean, there's nothing you can do about that. Guys get hurt. Confidence-wise, and in terms of, like, setting him back, I don't think you ruin them in that way. Health-wise, maybe. But again, whenever he plays, he could get hurt. You can jump in on this, 617-779-7937. Mega, I want to circle back to you on this, but Arkan, you don't like Drake May, you don't like the pick. Is there anything you like about him or find intriguing about the pick at three?
Just the sense that there's maybe something down the road that could work out. He's an unpolished player, but he's someone with potential and a high ceiling. I mean, I appreciate that in a prospect, but I don't think it's great for this team right now and what they're sort of trying to do. I just don't think that makes a lot of sense to put an unpolished rookie who needs all this work and needs all this extra help and these offensive coaches and all these people that they've hired. It just seems like that's going to be a tough sell on an offense like this that didn't really improve. If you'd improved the offense and you'd brought in some people like the Bears did, you know, the Bears have this great system right now with rookies and veterans and all these great pass catchers, and it's just like you look at what the Patriots have, and I just feel like it's a no-win situation for him.
Okay. I hate to keep doing this, but like if I were doing a radio show in Houston, or if I was more familiar with the media there, my feeling is last year they would have been saying the same thing about CJ Stroud. You can't play him. There's nothing around him. How are you going to do it? No one knew what Tank Dell was. Third-round pick. Maybe the Patriots draft a receiver in the third round, and he can play. Like, I bet in Houston they're like, you can't rush him out. You can't play him. And it turns out you could, and they're better off because they did. Mega, what do you like best about Drake May? There's a lot of qualities.
I like this question.
But what do you like best on the field about Drake May?
The arm. Absolutely. I mean, I think that's just something that we've been lacking here for a long time. I say we as people watching the Patriots. The arm strength, I think, can be a real differentiator. I know people are upset with the accuracy in terms of the judgment that he can show where throwing into double coverage. And I know our very favorite Bill Belichick was illustrating some of this last night, but I think arm and toughness are going to be paramount to whoever is in this situation's success. Like, it's a reason why I didn't like J.J. McCarthy is that I think that we've been talking about intangibles for so long. And with Drake May, it's you see the athleticism, you see the size, you see the arm. Okay, like, is he going to make poor decisions? Can you teach him to read defenses better? I feel like it's just, I can't believe the amount of people who have been in my mentions saying Mac 2.0.
Doesn't make sense.
This is the reverse of the coin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Drake May is perfect in any way.
Yeah, right.
He's definitely a project. But what you see, you can see what you're working with. Now, the intangibles or the decision-making, some of the judgment calls, how he reads defenses, these things are things that are maybe harder to see with the naked eye. And you have to ask yourself, is that something you can teach? Is that something he can learn very quickly and play his first year? But I'm more confident that you can teach somebody to read defenses than you can teach somebody to have a cannon for an arm.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so I don't know how much confidence I have in their coaching staff to do all that, because I don't like the coaching staff, but those things can be coached, right? You can't teach a rocket arm. You can't teach the size. You can't teach the athleticism. And I get it. Like, Mac Jones didn't work out as a pick, and Drake may not work out as a pick. I get that. But in terms of a prospect, there's zero comparison between the two. I'm with you on that. Start with one going at three and the other being the fifth quarterback in his class at 15. And there's more to it. Size, athleticism, arm, all these other things. Just because you brought up Bill, and we're going to play you clips from Bill Belichick breaking down Drake May coming up. Where were you guys watching last night? What were you watching for draft coverage?
So I have to be honest, I was watching mostly on like the ESPN main channel. I don't know. Sometimes it's just easier for me than...
So that was the Greenberg one?
Yeah.
Not the College Game Day one on ABC.
No.
The Greenberg one.
So and then I was clicking over to the alternate broadcast just to see.
With McAfee.
Mm-hmm. But I can't, with these big events, I feel the same way most of the time with like Monday Night Football, and it drives Mr. Who crazy whenever the Manning cast is on because he prefers that. But I'm like, I don't know. I need the like the structure of it. I need to be able to follow it that way. I'm too ADHD to be able to sit there and watch Pat McAfee dressed as a Western Undertaker.
How much McAfee and Bill did you watch last night, Arkin?
I watched the beginning of it when there was no sound, and then I watched for a little while after that when they put the big board out and all that stuff. And it was hard because I did want to watch some of that. I wanted to watch NBC Sports Boston. I wanted to see the main broadcast.
A good amount of that,
did you?
Yeah.
I did not.
I was trying to get a little bit of everything, and it was overwhelming. But I will say this with Belichick, maybe it's just me being in the feels here a little bit. But after that day, after that article, and after the documentary, I thought Bill Belichick came off as very sympathetic.
Excellent observation, Christian.
I thought I was rooting for him. I was sitting there listening to him, and I thought just the way everything about the presentation that he had, and the way that he was sort of going back and forth on TV.
He sat down with Goodell.
Arkin. Yeah. He was on a set with a Mel Kiper impersonator.
I'm telling you.
And Boston Connor in like a tux. And is a bust of a draft pick in Darius Butler. And I've never heard him speak AJ Hawk. He's reduced to the internet with a Mel Kiper impersonator. That's sympathetic?
Yes, I thought so.
Okay.
I felt bad. I felt bad for him, the way he was treated by the Crafts.
I agree with that.
This is the thing that he had to do for the...
What does that have to do with his the
presentation?
Show last
yeah, exactly.
I'm telling
that's
you about that. I'm just telling you the impression that I got of Bill Belichick. I looked at him as
right.
a sympathetic figure based on the way he was treated by the Crafts. That's really what it was rooted in. But I was watching him and I felt for him.
Were you drinking?
I was not.
Okay.
Wow. What an accusation.
Yeah.
From
sometimes you get
hungover and out for a week over here.
Sometimes you get beer tears, you know?
It wasn't beer tears. It wasn't. It was really.
Bill, look at him.
Hang on. So
you know me. I've ripped Bill plenty, but I think after this after the latest thing, when Kraft's calling around trying not to let him get hired somewhere, watching him go out there and try and do TV, which he wasn't comfortable doing, I felt bad for him.
I honestly did. I get. I now understand what Arkan's saying. I didn't get what he was saying at first. I get this. Because he's reduced to doing internet television with a Mel Kiper impersonator, and how far he's fallen, Arkan has some sympathy.
Let's not say reduced. That's a huge show, man. It's a big show.
He's an incredible
moneymaker.
He's well compensated.
I don't feel bad.
He's well compensated.
A few more listeners than this show.
That's falling far, I'll fall.
Okay, for sure. But like, you don't think Bill was looking around going, "What the hell am I doing?"
I don't think so. I think he was like, "I'm with the cool people in this room."
617-779-7937. We'll get to Bill Belichick breaking down prospects. Where'd you watch?
Something I've never said in the studio.
I'm with you. I watched mostly the traditional basic bitch missionary position ESPN broadcast last
Lights
night.
Lights off.
Greeny. Me and Greeny face to face is what I was watching last night. And I flipped into...
I think it's nice that way.
I flipped into McAfee a couple of times.
More intimate.
Yeah. I flipped into McAfee right at the beginning of the draft when Caleb Williams got picked just to see what it was all about. And I obviously wanted to hear what Bill had to say. And then...
McAfee's the reverse cowgirl.
draft he was dressed like
yeah,
it last night.
I don't even know. Positions I don't even know about is what that broadcast was. But I had to listen to the Mel Kiper impersonator, and I said, I can't watch more of this. So you guys can jump in. All your thoughts, plus you can vote in our big question of the day. Up now at Jones and Mego. How quickly should Drake May get on the field? How much of him are we going to see this year? Meantime, Jerod Mayo answered just those things last night. I want to play these in order because I think the order is important. Here's the first answer from Jerod Mayo about whether or not there'll be any quarterback competition. This is Mayo 1.
Jerod and/or Elliott, is Drake May a quarterback you feel can start right away, or someone that you think needs some time to develop?
Yeah, I think, you know, to go back to Bill, I don't think many rookies are ready to just jump in and play. And look, at the end of the day, our philosophy is the best players will play. And, you know, coming in as a rookie, hopefully he's a sponge. There are a lot of good players in that locker room. And look, Jacoby, he understands. Like, he's a mentor. He's very smart, has great leadership skills, and hopefully Drake can learn something from him as well. But I would say, like, we're going to compete all spring. We're going to compete during training camp, and the best player will start.
Okay, best player will start. It's obvious who that is. And secondarily, anytime you're talking about Jacoby Brissett and you're like, yeah, he's got good leadership, you know, that is the – and I've heard this analogy before. That is the – well, she's got a good personality. I mean, that's what that – oh, he's got good leadership. And so –
So what's the equivalent of she's not girlfriend material? Like, he's got a great arm.
Yeah, so, I mean, something like that. Yeah. And so
he fills the suit.
And so I hear them talk about Jacoby Brissett's leadership, and I think Mayo let it slip right there. May's got a real chance. If May has a disaster of a Campbell, then of course he's not going to start. But if it's even close, if it's even in the same zip code, Drake May and what he brings on day one versus Jacoby Brissett in year whatever the hell it is, 10, May's going to start. I think Mayo basically told you that. And here's the real smoking gun. Listen to him walk it back later on. He's not even asked about the competition or Jacoby Brissett or anything like that. I believe he's asked about May's ceiling, if I'm not mistaken. This is Mayo 3.
Gerard, you talked to Drake having an extremely high ceiling. To you, if he hits that ceiling, what does it mean for the future of the franchise?
It means a lot, you know. But look, let me go back a couple of
years. Let me go back. I know you're asking me about the ceiling, but hang on. I got to walk this back.
This is becoming a habit.
I don't want another burning cash comment here, so let me walk this one back. He knew how that sounded, the first one. So keep going.
To you, if he hits that ceiling, what does it mean for the future of the franchise?
It means a lot, you know. But look, let me go back a couple of questions ago. We're not sitting here saying that Drake is our starting quarterback. I think he understands that. He understands the things that he has to get better at. And, you know, with coaching and, once again, the hard work and the coaches that we have, the support system from ownership, you know, I think he has a chance to go out there and really play at a high level. You can talk about potential all you want to until you reach it. It really doesn't matter. But we do know the man. We know the man is a hard worker, and he's going to do everything he can to be successful.
Okay. I will tell you, most people agree with the idea of sitting Drake May. And I think Mayo knew what he said. He was walking that back because he knew. He's like, oh, let the cat out of the bag. Don't hold this one against me. How much did Drake May play this year? 58% say QB2 behind Brissett. That means the whole year?
Yeah.
You want to watch Brissett the whole year?
All year.
Oh, my God.
I'm shocked by that.
22% say day one starter. That's me. I was hammering that vote. He should play week one. And by the way, I think he's going to. I think they basically told you that last night. Both of you two are in the middle, right? 50-50%?
I go more towards sitting.
Oh, my God.
I just think that's what they're going to do.
20% say 50-50.
Precious.
50-50, I can at least talk to you people. I can't even discuss the 58% who want him to sit all year.
Okay, well, that's the majority.
Yeah. I can't talk to him.
Because most people seem happy with the pitch, so it's like most people are happy that they're doing this and happy that he's sitting, which I'm surprised by. I'm surprised that's the way the fans are feeling right now. It just seems
out
of whack.
They're fantasizing about the upside.
I guess.
Yeah.
They don't want to see the reality that might be very ugly right now.
I think right now he has a higher floor than Brissett. Right now, today, I think he has a higher floor than Brissett. Never mind the ceiling. Let's start it off with Sorgia in Mansfield. Go ahead, Sorgia. Hello, Sorgia?
All right.
Hello? Sorgia, tough start.
That's not like Sorgia.
I think he was just leaning in. How about my guy Jonathan and Randolph? Always ready to go. Jonathan, what's up?
Hey, guys. Anyone mad about this pick as a dumbass? What I like so much about this, really, is that, I mean, maybe they're fooling us now, but it seems that they had, you know, resolve toward what they wanted to do, even if maybe they didn't in the back. Maybe they considered McCarthy. I don't care. Because they took him right away. Like, they didn't toy around with the clock, all that. And I like what the comments after it was more straightforward. And I appreciate Mayo going, like, you know, it's like kind of leaving it open a bit, in my opinion, that he could start this year. But, you know, we'll see, whereas Bill wouldn't tell you anything. So it's like, I'm happy. Am I too happy? Yes, but it's different. It's refreshing. It's exciting.
It is. I agree. It's okay to be a little excited today. I haven't been this excited since the Patriots took N'Keal Harry in the first round. So this is a big moment for me. We'll get to all your thoughts. 617-779-7937. How do you feel about it? What do you like about it? What do you dislike about it? Was there something else you wish the Patriots did? Or did they nail the pick? Plus, how much should he play? You can jump in on all of it. We have Tommy Curran at 3:30. We have Dan Orlovsky at 4:30. We also have Triple Play, Megsplaining, and Bet Roulette today, as always. Arkham with all the latest in trending. And let's get right into it. They say they're sold on Drake May. Should we believe the Patriots? That was the only guy they wanted at 3. That's right after trending.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Add Adam Jones. It's not his fault.
Now, we like him. It's not his fault. He is who he is.
Jones and Mego on WEEI.
Hey, I got Elliot Wolf right here. He's gonna talk to you. All right.
Drake, Elliot Wolf. What do you think, man? You excited?
Behind the scenes footage. Last night at the NFL draft, Elliot Wolf calling up Drake May. Now, many people have heard and played that clip. The Patriots tweeted it out last night. I don't know if everyone has heard the other side of that conversation. We have exclusive audio from the other side of that conversation, which we'll get to here coming up.
Why are you laughing, Arcan?
I think it'll be a fun listen.
I can't wait.
Rude. Ryan spent a lot of time tracking down the other side of that conversation.
Big time digging.
So we'll get to it here on Jones and Mego with Arcan. Our draft coverage on WEEI is brought to you by McFarland Energy, Greater Boston and Cape Cod's choice for home heating oil delivery, and expert HVAC product and services at McFarlandEnergy.com. Also by Chock Full of Nuts Coffee and by McCormick Spices. We're going to talk to Tommy Curran at 3:30, get his thoughts on this pick. I don't think he's wild about it. We'll also get his thoughts on what the Patriots are doing at wide receiver. Are they in on Deebo Samuel? He wanted A.J. Brown. He signed with the Eagles. Curran also reported last night before Schefter. The Patriots want it known. They called it about Justin Herbert. They want that known. And so Curran had this report first last night. They called about Justin Herbert. So what do you make of that? That's at 3:30. We'll also get Dan Orlovsky's reaction to the Patriots selecting Drake May. That's at 4:30. So stay tuned for it with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. You can still vote in our big question of the day. And the takeaway is almost 60% of you want Drake May to sit the whole year behind Jacoby Brissett, 58%. 21% are with me, start him day one. You don't want to watch Jacoby Brissett, which is the right answer. 20% are with Arcan and Mego in the middle, 50-50 with Brissett. You can vote there. Meanwhile, what's the other side of that conversation sound like? We heard on the video the Patriots tweeted out, Elliot Wolf, which we just played you, he passes the phone to Jerod Mayo. You get Robert Kraft in there as well.
That's a call in a lot of favors on this one.
But Ryan actually dug this up. This is almost like in the Dynasty, where you had never really seen the other side of Brady on the phone call. You had seen the team calling him, but you'd never really seen the other side.
That took like 25 years to get.
Yeah, this is almost like that, except Ryan did it in less than 24 hours. Let's hear how the other side
what
of that call
What do you think, man? You excited?
Excited.
All right, we're gonna send it in here.
Drake, how's it going, man? This is Cam Williams from the Patriots. What's going on?
I've been calling y'all people better than a month now. I grab back y'all every time a Daniel dog crossed, he started yapping at y'all.
Hey, I got Elliot Wolf right here. He's gonna talk to you.
Nobody answered. You called. How you supposed to come out and do anything about that dog here?
Drake, Elliot Wolf. What do you think, man? You excited?
Man, it ain't all complicated, you know, man?
All right, we're gonna send it in here. Here's Coach Mayo. Congratulations, man.
I tell you what, man, you won't get a flying cow, man. You go load up.
Drake, how you doing? Right.
Man, I tell you what, about it and ain't gonna mean in the life, man. It's like this, man. He like a butterfly flapping his wings deep down in the forest, man. It's gonna cause a tree fall like 5,000 miles away.
Let's go, man. Let's go. Hey, so happy.
You know, if the baby's born into this world and they don't got any friends, got no nothing but to go come in and find out all about them, all the evil, man.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So happy for you and your family. And, you know, this is your day, right? This is your day, and I'll see you tomorrow. And, hey, just take it all in. Just take it all in and be present. Don't worry.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old onion soup powder, man. You put that little bit of that, you don't need no grilled onions, man. Man, see, like,
Drake.
You don't need no, man. What you going to, it's like,
Drake. I know that,
Beat it the hell up.
You're a family of Tar Heels, huh? I can't wait to see you tomorrow.
Man, you can't be out of that, man. A dang old cocktail waitress, man. Oh, there's two of them, man. I could find out their roommates, man. A dang old double boing.
Oh, he hung up. That's uncomfortable.
I mean, great work. Great work by Ryan. How'd you even, what favors did you have to call in to get that? That's incredible.
I can't talk about the lengths I had to go to get that tape. There's a lot of work.
Telling
your boss to speed it up on the phone is, I mean, that's big you-know-what energy.
I
like when he started talking about the butterfly effect. Yeah. That was, like, very deep from Drake.
No. It was a big...
He's like a butterfly flapping his wings deep down in the forest, man. It's going to cause a tree fall like 5,000 miles away.
Let's go.
Let's go, man. I'm with you. So, no, it was a big night for him. It's a night to get philosophical. He was in his feelings last night. I saw a video of him and his brothers. He was about ready to cry, and they made him laugh. And so, you know, he was in his feelings a little bit.
I'm about ready to cry.
But we're going to need a, we might need a Drake May translator when we talk to him.
Yep, the baby's born into this world, and no goddamn friends, got no nothing but to go come in and find out all about him, all the evil, man.
Oh, absolutely.
We're talking to him on Monday.
Mago's going to have to be, she's the closest thing to a Southerner that we have on this
show.
So
I can understand like 85%. There's a 15% that gets a little lost.
There's a couple that we're going to play later on in the show that I was very entertained by last night. I was very entertained
but
by
I
some of these answers.
When we're in person and we can lip read, that'll help.
I don't know if Monday's in person.
We'll see. I'm talking about in general.
Yeah, when the season starts. Well, you guys want Jacoby Brissett to start, so we're not even going to be talking to Drake May the way you guys want this to go.
I know. But I'm thinking in the far future, yeah. 50%.
Great.
Once so in a while.
50% of the time, we understand him 85% of the time.
Beat it the hell up.
So there you go. By the way, did you notice that video they tweeted out? They, like, immediately edited Robert Kraft? Like, immediately.
I noticed it when you pointed it out. There was, like, a jump cut.
Yes. Like, an immediate edit. They're like, oh, Robert's on the phone. Hang on. Edit it out. Edit out whatever he just said. Because Robert keeps sticking his foot in his mouth every time he's in front of a microphone. I noticed that. I also noticed the picture of the Patriots tweeted out last night.
Yes. Jonathan the Milford man in the background. Can always tell a Milford man.
Tucked away in the corner. It's like Robert front and center, Elliot Wolf front and center, Mayo's up there, all the scouts are up there. Jonathan's like barely even in the door. Don't worry, guys. He's not pulling the strings. He's barely in the corner.
What do you think, man? You excited?
Man, it's dang old complicated, you know, man?
Oh, he really is Buster Bluth in this.
Yeah, you can always tell a Milford man.
Yeah.
617-779-7937.
Shall be neither seen nor heard.
Let's go back to the phones. Billy's in Taunton. Go ahead, Billy.
Hey, I want him to sit because, like, our team isn't, like, good right now, and I just want him to sit so we can see what it looks like with the new GM and everything. I don't want to screw up the kid with, like, the first year.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to screw him up. He was compared to Josh Allen. Josh Allen supposedly couldn't play right away. He did, and he wasn't even that good. People think he was, like, horrible his rookie year. I think he was better than you remember. And Mego has a good theory on this. We're just so snobby about quarterback play because we got to watch Brady here that we didn't realize, you know, the growing pains of a young quarterback at that time. And so I don't think he was as bad as you might remember, but if you thought he was terrible his rookie year, fine. Did the Bills ruin him? They ruin him by playing him?
No.
How about Justin Herbert? He was supposed to sit a year, and then Tyrod Taylor got stabbed in the lung, and he played, and he was fine. Let me give you another alternate.
Did those
here.
Guys join historically bad offenses, though? I mean, I think
know.
That,
I mean,
that's my problem.
I don't know.
With it all.
I mean, were the Bills a good offense?
Were they one of the historically bad ones?
I don't know, Arkin. They
averaged under 14 points a game. I don't think they were.
They had some pretty bad offenses.
They may have, but I don't think they were that bad. Like last year, that was a special bad team last year.
Okay, fine.
Offensively, that was a special bad team.
I don't disagree.
I'm worried about putting a rookie into that.
Get him a receiver at 34.
And they got worse in the offseason.
They need an offense.
How good
line.
Was Houston's offense going into last year? They played Stroud right away.
Probably better than the Patriots.
Okay. It wasn't good. The Bills probably weren't good. I don't remember off the top of my head. At least the Chargers had some weapons in Herbert's defense. But like you brought up RG3. Oh, well, did the Commanders ruin him? Well, you can get a guy hurt. Twitch chat pointed this out. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. The Patriots sat Garoppolo for how many years? And he couldn't make it through a game and a half. That guy sat. He was made of glass. So you can either play or you can't. You can protect him if you want to. But that's just delaying finding out whether or not they can play. In my estimation, I'd play him day one. 617-779-7937. Let's hear Elliot Wolf. Did the Patriots entertain any trade calls last night? Elliot Wolf, number one.
We had some conversations with other teams, but ultimately we felt like Drake was the player that we wanted, and we had the opportunity to get him. The trade offers, I don't want to say they were constant, but there were different points throughout the process where there were trades. But all along, we knew we were in a unique opportunity here to get a quarterback that we liked, and we were obviously able to do that.
Let me translate. I was ready to listen to some trades, but Jonathan said we're not trading the pick.
No trades.
Here's Wolf number four on their conviction, and I believe you'll also hear when they decided to make the Drake May pick.
If we don't... Earlier comes, draft two. Just suddenly had Washington taken Drake at number two, you would have been comfortable taking Jaden Daniels
with
even the third pick.
You know, that wasn't really something that kind of came up. We knew a long time ago that Washington was going with Daniels, so we were able to... you know, make our pick, and we're really happy about that.
How long ago?
Weeks.
Weeks! He just said weeks ago they made the decision. You're shaking your head. You don't believe that.
Well, no, I'm shaking my head because it's annoying because we played the sound where he lied to Patriots.com and said he didn't have a great feeling about what Washington was doing.
That too. He also said last week at his media availability leading up to the draft, we're open for business. And so either he's lying
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm okay with. You can lie to us. That's fine.
Okay. Well, he didn't lie to us. He lied to Patriots.com.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like us, like the general us, the whole region. He lied to the whole region. Mm-hmm. He lied to the whole league. I'm fine with lying.
You
that's
lied
okay.
to the guy in the chair.
Yeah, that's fine with me. You lied. Great.
Or
good,
gal.
Good for you. You got away with it. Good job. Or they are lying now. I mean, there's a lie in there somewhere. Either they're lying and they didn't have the pick weeks ago, or they were just lying so that no one knew who they were taking at three. And I think they're trying to sell. I think they're lying now. When they say they made the decision weeks ago, I think they're trying to sell the pick after they've made it. That's what I think. Oh, we always had conviction. Oh, we made this plan for weeks and weeks and weeks. I like him. I've always liked him. I've had him number one in the draft since November. But I'm not sure they were as sold as they are trying the sell job to be right now.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think that, you know, that just plays out by the rumors that were out there. And I think that, you know, some of them may have been exaggerated. Some of them may have been people creating content. I understand that. But I don't think that there would be that much smoke in the idea of we're open for business, along with them all saying that, too, in the microphones broadcast to America. I don't think that would happen if that really wasn't the case. As far as the trade offers, the Raiders and the Vikings both offering, that's what Rap Sheet said, right? It was the Raiders and the Vikings. So if it was the Vikings, I'd love to know if there was a player involved. But the Raiders, if they had made a trade with the Raiders, they'd have Bupkis. The Raiders didn't get a quarterback. They were all gone
correct.
By the time the Raiders picked. So, I mean,
they drafted a tight end
smart,
highly
I guess,
for the
not
second
to do
year
that.
In a row.
Yeah, it's, maybe that ended up being a blessing in disguise for the Patriots. I would have taken the Vikings pick for sure, but I definitely would have reconsidered now that I see the Raiders didn't get anything.
617-779-7937. Do you believe they were sold on him? Elliot Wolf said they made the decision weeks ago. I'm not so sold on that, but you can jump in. Meanwhile, how do they plan to support Drake May? Arcan said the offense is terrible. We want them to trade for a receiver, though I'm not holding my breath. Short of that, I'd like a receiver at 34. How do they plan to support him? We'll get to that next.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime.
Just download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Say W-E-E-I is a favorite and listen wherever you go.
Now, more of Jones and Mego
on W-E-E-I.
He hasn't played very much. He really is doesn't have a lot of experience. And he makes some big plays like this. This is an amazing play where he kind of throws going backwards, puts the ball right on the money.
Whoa.
And those are the highlight plays that you really like from May. You know, this is one where he just doesn't really finish the play. You know, he's got, you know, double coverage here on the slot receiver. He's got guys open inside and outside of the and just throws it into double coverage. So, again, he's going to need some work in reading defenses, reading coverages.
He comes with reps.
He's quick to come off the receiver here. If he frees it right there, Foxy, just back a little bit.
Out of bay, Foxy.
Like right here in the middle, like this.
Play.
Just a little bit right
Boom.
There. Like, that's as open as they're going to get in the NFL, but yeah. I'm just telling you, like, they're not going to get open by like 8 yards in the NFL, so just you got to deliver it in there. He's kind of quick to bail out of the pocket, and, you know, he's going to have to hang in there a little bit longer, I think, and find those receivers.
Bill Belichick on Drake May. I got to be honest, I put no stock in his analysis of Drake May. None. Zero. And we'll get more into it. But how's he been with drafting quarterbacks? He hasn't even liked Josh Allen. Oh, he got Tom Brady. No, I get that. He also passed on him 8 billion times in that draft.
He has the he
and
drafted
shoved
the
him out
quarterback
the door.
Who's back here now.
True. How's Jacoby Brissett been? Journeyman around the league? Like, is that a good quarterback? So I put zero stock in that analysis. He hates Josh Allen. He has not been able to find a quarterback. Mac Jones, Jacoby Brissett, Jimmy Garoppolo, some of them that they drafted as an heir apparent to Tom Brady. And on top of it, he obviously has an axe to grind. Of course he wasn't going to compliment the pick that Jonathan Kraft made. Of course he wasn't going to do that. So we'll get more into that. How much of Bill did you watch last night? What'd you think of his analysis? Am I barking up the wrong trees? The greatest coach of all time. He drafted Tom Brady. I got it. I heard it all last night. You guys can jump in on that. Meanwhile, we were just reading some tweets here in the last break. Josina Anderson tweeted out earlier today the Patriots had inquired about Deebo Samuel. But now they're letting you know they've inquired on everybody now. Like
yeah.
Now I almost think they're trying a little too hard. But I prefer this.
So thirsty.
I prefer them being thirsty and calling than not calling on Keenan Allen. So it is improvement. Although I think I know what they're doing. Oh, we totally called on Justin Herbert. Oh, we totally are in on Deebo Samuel, even though I'll believe it when I see it.
When the result's the same, does it really matter?
No, but they should at least be calling.
They
like,
should
they,
be.
Like, it's good that they're calling. I'll give them that. Giardi followed up on Josina Anderson's report. She said, or he said rather, a lot of talk about Brandon Ayuk possibly being moved. League sources indicate Deebo Samuel is more likely to be traded, and that the two teams at the top around two, Buffalo, who traded back multiple times, once with Kansas City, which is mind-boggling, they also traded back with Kansas City when they moved up to take Patrick Mahomes. So two thumbs up there, Buffalo. And New England have interest in the player. How do they weaponize the offense or support Drake May? Deebo Samuel or Brandon Ayuk would be excellent options. I would
incredible.
I'd trade pick 34 for either. I personally would prefer Deebo Samuel, but I'd take either one for pick 34. I'm fine with them drafting a guy at 34, which I think is far more likely. I don't think they're trading, and I've been well established on this. I don't think they're trading a pick and turning around and paying a wide receiver. I just don't believe they're going to do that. But if I'm wrong, good. I hope I'm wrong on this one. How do they support him, and do you think they're really in on guys like Ayuk and Deebo Samuel, or is it what Arcan's saying? It's interest kings.
They might be interest kings. They might be trying to ride this good wave of feeling coming off of the draft pick, but like to address what you said about them, that they wouldn't trade draft capital and then pay again and pay multiple times for one guy. I don't know. I mean, they're pretty desperate. Maybe reality is coming into play now that they actually have the quarterback in the last couple of days. Who knows? Maybe it came down to earth for Elliott Wolf. He's like, okay, like this is the kid and he's a project and he's going to need somebody out there besides Kendrick Bourne and KJ Osborne. Like this is, we need to bring him someone else. My preferred method would 100% be going out and getting one of those guys.
Which one?
Trading draft capital. Honestly, I don't know. I might be crazy. I like Ayuk.
He's younger.
Recent numbers are
he
better.
He had a better season, yep.
So I would like him. But I think just even though this draft is supposed to be so great and so deep with wide receivers, I'm not saying that I don't have confidence in this iteration of the Patriots front office to draft a wide receiver. I don't subscribe to that. I just look at it and I say, why don't you just go get the guy who you already know is good and has experience in the league, and then you can pair him with the rookie instead of the blind leading the blind.
Yeah, look, I'm biased. I like Deebo. I've owned Deebo in fantasy before. I like Debo's style of play, but I'd be fine with either one. Arcan, do you have a preference on those two?
I think I like Deebo as a player better, but he's hurt all the time, and I think that sort of bothers me. And even when he plays through things, like he's not as productive. He did have a down year. I think he didn't miss much time last year, but or if he missed any time. I'm not even sure if he missed any games.
He definitely did.
Did he? Okay.
He played 15 games last year, 13 the year before.
Okay, so yeah, and he played through a lot in those games, and that's why his production was down. Ayuk's a little younger and maybe a little bit more dynamic at this point in his career. I think Samuel's tougher, but I'm also really worried about what you guys just both mentioned, and that's Buffalo. Buffalo's picking right ahead of you in that draft, and they need a wide receiver. And they're probably, I mean, it's only one pick, but unless the Patriots want to add more stuff to it and sweeten the deal, Buffalo's got a better thing to add than you do in a trade there, and they need a wide receiver maybe worse than you do. So, I mean, it's going to be hard. You're going to have to decide what you want.
If you believe in the cap, I don't. But if you believe in the cap, Buffalo is right to it. So they can't afford somebody like Deebo, and they can't turn around and pay Ayuk. But something tells me they are in on these receivers. And I think Buffalo's far more likely, despite their cap issues, to land a receiver like that than the Patriots are with all the cap space in the world, because Buffalo is motivated, and I don't think the Crafts are. 617-779-7937. Let's play a little bit of Drake May last night. On how soon he should be out on the field. Our big question of the day, do you want to see Drake May week one? Do you want him to sit all year? Do you want him to split time? With Jacoby Brissett, how much are we going to see him this season? You can vote at Jones and Mego. You can dial us up, 617-779-7937. Let's hear May 3 on his relationship with Jacoby Brissett. He mentioned this earlier in his introduction, I think, or one of his comments, and then he was asked about how he knows Jacoby Brissett and the relationship.
Drake, you mentioned you got to know Jacoby last summer. Where did you guys meet?
Yeah, I've met him through Sam, Howell. Back when he was with the Commanders. So I had to meet them through mutual friends. You know, they're great buddies, and you know, Sam speaks so highly of him. And so I got to meet Jacoby, and you know, looking forward to being in the same room again.
Okay, looking forward to meeting him, getting in the same room with him. That's May on Jacoby Brissett. How about a quarterback competition with Jacoby Brissett? May 7th.
Drake, when we were just meeting with Gerard and Elliott, Gerard said that, you know, he wanted to make it clear that you're not coming in as the starter and that you knew that. What was that conversation like, and what's your understanding on that?
Yeah, you know, they asked me, coach, you know, in front of, you know, just me in front of a bunch of coaches, and and just, you know, I think my first thing is just help any way I contribute. You know, I'm prepared and be ready to be the starter. But at the same time, I think you know that as a young guy coming in there, it's not given to you. You got to earn it. The NFL is someplace you got to work your butt off. And my job is to go in there and earn the guys' respect. Help whoever is a starter. If I'm not, be the best player they can and help this team win.
Okay, I like that. I think I don't think he's been like promised the starting gig or anything, but he knows he has a real shot to go in and start. Of course he does. He's the third pick, and it's Jacoby Brissett standing in his way. And I think Mayo let it slip as well. I want him to play week one. I think he's going to be playing week one. I don't see how he loses a quarterback competition with Brissett.
This might be a crazy question. It might be really dumb. I'll let either of you answer. Do you think that Jerod Mayo has the full call of when Drake May starts?
No, but I don't think he would be up there saying, you know,
I think Mayo wants him to start.
Yeah, I don't think he'd be up there saying
having ever seen him in practice.
I don't think he'd be up there saying Jacoby Brissett has good leadership credentials as like a way to talk him up, unless that's all
he
was.
You know what he doesn't have? Butt plug lines.
Yeah, I mean, like,
do you see how tall that guy's brothers are?
I think the organization views Jacoby Brissett as someone to bring along Drake May and be a sounding board to Drake May. I think that was reflected in Mayo, but no, I don't think it's just his call.
Yeah,
he's got great butt plug lines.
Yeah. Seen the butt on that family? seen the butt cheeks on those brothers? I think that when it comes to Jacoby Brissett, we're not talking about Cam Newton here, all right? Like, Jacoby Brissett's better than what Cam Newton was, and Mac Jones and Cam Newton, I think he is.
I mean, yeah,
as
probably.
A passer, it's not even close.
Sure.
I think Jacoby Brissett is far better than
He's
Cam
Newton
He's
less broken
was
down
at that
sure.
point in
I
his
guess.
Career. And that's what Mac Jones had to overcome and beat in that particular quarterback competition back in 2021. But now, I don't know. I mean, you said how could he possibly lose out to Jacoby Brissett? Brissett maybe doesn't turn the ball over. You see him going out in the preseason, throwing a ton of interceptions, and generally being overwhelmed by being in the NFL. That's how
That's
you do
fair.
It. That's exactly how it
That's
happens.
That's fair. He's okay. got that issue.
Yeah. I'm not so sure Jacoby Brissett's not going to be turning it over and throwing a bunch of picks. He's not very good. 617-779-7937. More your thoughts here coming up. I do want to get more into Bill Belichick and his analysis. How much stock are you putting in it? Because he's not a fan of Drake May. Although he also hates good quarterbacks. He hates all the good quarterbacks, including the one he shoved out the door here in Tom Brady. So how much stock should we put in that? We'll get to it next.